I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Draft edition of All 32. I'll start away from the Chiefs here, as you guys know, for All 32. I think the team to watch if you're a fan, and certainly if you're the Chiefs and what could impact their draft, yes, anybody in front of them. But in particular, the Washington Commanders, who also unveiled some new uniforms, new/old uniforms today. The Commanders should be the team we watch to that could dictate what the Chiefs are capable of doing at number nine. Yeah, what the Saints do right in front of them, sure. But I think the Commanders in particular, because of their needs and how similar they are.
They mirror.
You know that our guy we've had on the show before, who I've done radio with on the weekends at times, Grant Paulson. So I keep an eye on what they're saying about their draft a little bit more than other teams, because I see his stuff pop on my feed and I text him or whatever. And they're also talking about, should they be taking Carnell Tate at number seven? And they're also talking about, well, Bailey falls to us. That might be a Reuben Bain. They're all, like, Jeremiah Love is being they're talking about the same type of player, similar needs as Kansas City. And so let's say, A, they make their pick, and it's a defensive lineman, and it's Bain. Okay, well, then Bailey and Bain are probably off the board. All right, well, that probably takes defensive end out of the picture at nine for Kansas City. So they're just a team. Same thing applies with Carnell Tate. Do they like Tyson? Do they like Lemon? And it's a big week for Tyson anyway. He's going to finally run later on this week. But I just think the Commanders are a key team for this. There was also a report today that the Jets might be a team to look at to trade up. Everybody mentioning Dallas, but could the Jets trade up with the Commanders? And so I just think the Commanders at seven are a key spot that could pivot what the Chiefs are going to do.
It's funny. I feel like the swing team in the top 10 for everybody is the Cleveland Browns, because good luck narrowing in what their needs are. It's all of them. They need help at literally every single position on the entire field. They're returning one offensive lineman. They have no wide receivers.
Yeah, they're really bad.
No running
line.
Backs. No safeties. No corners. They have literally nothing and a million needs, which is why people think they might trade out of six.
If not, I think they're going to take
Tate. Because they might trade out of six, because what do? And yeah, they might be a team that takes Carnell Tate. Because they can literally take any of the players that the Chiefs could possibly need, because they need all of them. They could be players for Downs, Love, Tate, Tyson, it doesn't matter. Name a player in the first round and they could certainly take him, including tackle. I think the Browns are likely to trade out, which creates a power vacuum for the Chiefs, which is the team trading in front of you likely trading for a position of need for you? Yes. The team who trades ahead of you is likely taking a pass rusher. I think more than anything else, even though the most recent ones are Sonny Styles, maybe being the guy for Dallas that they trade up for. The Browns are the wild cards. They screw up everybody's top 10. They just kind of change the math for everybody, even the people ahead of them. I feel like a little bit where if somebody wants to trade up ahead, they have to do it ahead of six, knowing that the Browns could do anything.
Yeah, I think the Browns would be silly to draft defense. It makes no sense. They should do offensive lineman, wide receiver. They should bounce out of the spot that they're in.
Just over a week away right now. I know we'll do our final prediction stuff next week, but right now I would lean that Carnell Tate is who the Browns take if they don't trade out.
That would make sense. Or an offensive line. Again, their offensive line, they lost them and they weren't good anyways.
Someone's got to protect week one starting quarterback Deshaun Watson. Someone's got to protect.
So my All-32 is for a team it's interesting, because the Titans could take wide receiver. It would make complete sense for them to take Carnell Tate, Mekhi Lemon, Jordan Tyson, whatever. I think they could trade back, but it also makes complete sense if they draft Caleb Downs. And the reason I say that is just based on Robert Saleh as the head coach, and you look at defense, they upgraded a lot of different areas. Safety was not really one of them. Caleb Downs, for what he brings to the table, can play linebacker, can play in the slot, can play safety. He's a leader right away. I think for all the intangibles that he has, I think it makes sense that Caleb Downs going to Tennessee actually is a spot. Robert Saleh being a defensive guy, Caleb Downs landing at Tennessee at four is a pick that makes complete sense.
I think
maybe it's not what they need the most, but I think in terms of available players, I think Downs is the guy that makes complete sense for what they need and what they haven't upgraded on in free agency.
I think if you're just like a good running franchise, you guys make a lot of sense, and that Downs is probably the best fit. I am just no longer, like, if I'm a coach and I got a quarterback I got questions on, I'm finding him out. I'd be more interested in Love. if I were Tennessee.
Oh, he's a real possibility.
Like, more than Downs, I'd be like, no, just give me Jeremiah Love and let's find out if Cam Ward can play. Like, I got to find out if this guy can play. Like, it'd be nice to solve my defense and work on those problems, but I can't work on those problems unless I think this guy stinks.
Yeah, I mean,
if this guy stinks, I got to figure something out, and Jeremiah Love helps me find that out.
Brian Daboll's the OC. Getting him, Jeremiah Love, to go with Cam Ward, obviously, is a fun offense to think about moving forward. I think Love's definitely in play. Caleb Downs is in play. Also, to Drew's point just about defense, I don't know if it would be necessarily Caleb Downs going that early, but Robert Saleh, him getting another defensive lineman, I could totally see that. If for some reason Bailey fell to four and doesn't go three to Arizona, if Bailey was there and Love's on the board and Downs at four, to me, you go David Bailey.
They legitimately, if they get David Bailey, they might have the best defensive front four in football.
It'd be very impressive for Robert Saleh to have that. Now, yeah, I don't know if Bailey falls to three, but if he's there at three, I think that's the pick. Otherwise, it's tough. I think it would come down to more Jeremiah Love and then potentially taking a look at Reuben Bain than it would be Caleb Downs. But who knows? Everybody says, like, definitively Caleb Downs might be the best player in the draft. The question is the positional value. Are they willing to take a safety at four?
How did he run? What was his...
He hasn't run.
Oh, interesting. Another Binkley guy who hasn't run, huh? Is he going to?
No.
Oh, he's too slow. Look, at corners and safeties I actually care about. A defensive lineman not running is a bit funky, but like, really at all? I feel like I don't want a slow safety.
If you turn on the game and watch him play... He's Eric Berry. He is Eric.
Remind me, this was the question about.
That's the comp that everybody gives him. He is Eric Berry.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't.
From a leadership standpoint, from the dude flies everywhere. He makes every play.
He's a very safe.
He doesn't make mistakes.
Safe pick.
Yes.
Doesn't mean by some people use safe as like a negative, like, oh, but no,
very
like,
high floor,
yeah,
at the very least.
He is a safe pick. Like, it feels like you're not going to screw up that pick if you draft him.
You're going to get a good
NFL
player.
Is that the play? Yeah, he's not going to be a bust and might end up being a Hall of Fame type player.
Correct.
Though. That's the upside, and it's like a real scenario. It's just do you need a safety that bad? Well, he's not falling. Yeah,
he ain't falling outside the top.
Yeah, 15. If he's there,
no, I know.
If he's there at 15, someone will be freaking out. You know,
but this was the Ravens safety. This feels like the identical
Hamilton.
Conversations we were having about him.
Kyle Hamilton,
because he didn't run fast. Remember,
different, but yeah. In terms of the conversation, and Kyle Hamilton's regarded as what, a top five safety,
yep,
in the league.
He is.
Yeah,
he is
a little all 32 draft edition.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters: love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.